Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This Super Bowl Philadelphia Eagles props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. For boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet 100, get 100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo. $57 SGPN gift card for every bingo hit. We're also brought to you by SGPN's 57 Bets Challenge. $570 cash and a $570 gift card to the winner of the props contest. Get all our contest info exclusively on the SGPN app. And if you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out our live show at the Ainsworth Thursday, 11 a.m. Mountain. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Oh, just wearing this
Super Bowl.
I wanted to have a
Super Bowl.
I got a Super Bowl patch on. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
Kramer's rocking it, the Cincinnati Bengals Harambe jersey. Shout out to Harambe. Shout out to the chat. We're live, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, breaking down all the Philadelphia Eagles prop bets.
I'll be honest, Sean. I left a spot on my sheet open for you to influence me.
Oh, okay.
I have, you know, a couple shekels, maybe on something fun, something spicy, something super, super long.
I do have a bet. I've dubbed the Four Horsemen. I like the octopus that they came up with as a bet, and I'm coming up with my own bet, the Four Horsemen. I will debut the bet at the end of the show, but man, Ryan,
honestly, why was the octopus not mainstream when Antonio Brown was in a Super Bowl?
Oh yeah,
has he been in a Super Bowl? No.
No, damn, I don't think he was. Yeah.
He's the perfect octopus guy because it could maybe Zay Jones.
No, he was in the Bucs Tampa, Super Bowl. That's right. Yeah, he had a touchdown pass.
We're getting old, dude.
Touchdown catch. I was actually watching that game, kind of scouting out how you beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl. And fortunately for the Philadelphia Eagles, a lot of the same type of things that Chiefs team had going for them, the Eagles have going for them.
Can I say that I've scrubbed not Hall of Famer Antonio? I don't know why this was, but was somehow in my algorithm. Antonio Brown, a clear Hall of Famer still? Someone said this. I don't know enough for the algorithm to suggest it to me on the internet. Unbelievable. I've scrubbed guys like that from the situation. Although the meme of him leaving the stadium still all time.
If you're going to go out in a crazy way, you got to do it that way.
Do that to the Super Bowl though. That would be the way to go. In the Super Bowl, just take your clothes off and leave.
Take an Uber home. Speaking of the Super Bowl, we're gonna be out in Phoenix for the big game. Gonna be doing some live shows over at Radio Row, and of course, live show in person Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. local time. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/big game. Register there. Come out, have some cocktails, hang out at the Ainsworth. It's going to be a party. And then tons of shows, podcasts, content, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Stay subscribed so you never miss an episode. And of course, WinBet, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. Perfect time to sign up. If you haven't signed up for WinBet yet, I don't know what you're doing, leaving money on the table, including betting 100, getting 100. If you hit the long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. Spin that parlay wheel. Ryan, we're going to be hopping on the plane mere hours away from me, firing up the parlay wheel, spinning that thing.
Hashtag Degens only.
Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WinBet.com. As a 21 or older, present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you're someone who knows a gaming problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And of course, we got a bunch of contests going on. The big game bingo, which is super fun. You get a bingo card for free in the app of player props, including like heads, tails, national anthem, obviously stuff that actually happens on the game, maybe even some Gatorade colors. And then if you get bingo, essentially five in a row, you get a $57 SGPN gift card and our 57 bets challenge, where you pick 57 prop bets. The winner gets $570 cash and a $570 SGPN gift card. We've already given out 30 bets, 15 on the exotics, 15 on the Chiefs. And now here we come, 15 on your Philadelphia Eagles. Ryan, remember in the beginning of the season when I predicted the Eagles would win the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. And now here they are in the Super Bowl. Rare breed untamed.
So what's the future you got in your pocket? Like, give a little CLV tout. Any Eagles futures you want to CLV tout?
Oh, I'm not going to.
You don't want to talk about the Super Bowl price.
No future price. No future touting will take place.
Do you have any? Well, you also have Chiefs at future action, if I'm not mistaken. Was it just Mahomes to win the MVP?
Yeah.
Okay. There was no Chiefs Super Bowl.
No Chiefs Super Bowl. I had the Eagles beating the Bills, so a little off there.
You could really fucking run the gambit this year.
I did gave out Patrick Mahomes 9-1. That was well, we'll see. Thursday, it looks like he will be named the regular season MVP.
Which, by the way,
and again, hoping to continue the streak. 0-9 of season MVP winners in the Super Bowl.
Can we just briefly? Let me just briefly tout. Not that it's cashed yet, but we did discuss heavily also taking Mahomes to lead the postseason in passing after that first week. And holy shit, he went from plus 900 at that moment, Sean. He's now minus 900. So is that's some pretty sweet CLV. Should I cash out?
Ryan, take the cash out. Cash out now. Because when it comes to Super Bowl Sunday, he's not getting any passing yards, no completions.
I do have a fun Hurts angle on that. Kind of related. Not really.
Yeah. There's a bunch of great props here, man. Let's stop messing around. For me, I'm going to start with the big dog himself. Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown plus 105. I'm putting $1,000 on it. Again, we're going to give out $5,700
all at once.
It's one of my bigger bets here.
Well, I'll co-sign.
I mean, again, I'm with you. Jalen Hurts scores touchdowns. He's their goal line back in gotta have it situations. He's the one getting the touchdowns. He's had 9 rushing touchdowns in his last 9 games, 7-2 to getting an anytime touchdown. You're getting plus odds. I don't understand it. Even if you're not an insane homer like myself, like there's so many game scripts where he gets this rushing touchdown.
No, I'm not a homer, and I've been happily betting the anytime. I mean, I think
and Chiefs are 30th in red zone defense. I feel like not enough people are talking about it. Everyone is just stuck in their suck off fest of
Showtime Mahomes.
But wow, really, okay. Really, the Hurts touchdown thing is crazy.
I mean, like specifically, you would have that conversation with yourself. Okay, what kind of game is it going to take for him to not get in the end zone? Oh, maybe Miles Sanders is going to get a couple, right? Like he's going to screw it up when he runs 2 touchdowns in, and then oh wait, that already happened this postseason. Yeah. Jalen Hurts still got his. It's almost like Jalen gets his, and then like the king eats. And then all the rest of the pride come around and well, get their scraps.
Even then, Kenny Sanders Gainwell,
yeah. Miles Sanders,
Kenny G on that sacks. And again, I think Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown is a great parlay piece.
Mm.
So even Now I'm not going to give out an MVP bet on this podcast. We do have our final predictions show, which will be live at the Ainsworth. But I do like Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown and Eagles money line. Parlay that together, and you get plus 215. I'm putting $500 on that to win 1075. To me, wow. I don't just see
rapid fire. You're like Jesse the Body Ventura and Predator, just pulling out the gun and just getting started.
Hurts, making bacon likes Hurts first half touchdown plus 350. Also, don't mind that. Mm. I think they're going, you know, well, maybe this game starts a little bit slow, but I mean, to me, in what world does the, so like the Eagles Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts Super Bowl MVP, which I do like at plus 130, but what world does he win the MVP that he doesn't also get a rushing touchdown?
It does seem like you're better off just betting. I think you're 100% right. I don't know how he gets that. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, and maybe there's a world where
he throws for three or four.
He would have to throw for three touchdowns.
That's not come on. That's not how it works.
Well, I mean, again, their offense has been dominant when it comes to rushing touchdowns. Again, you hear me and you think like, oh my God, he's just an insane homer, but they've scored 39 rushing touchdowns on the season.
You can't keep going to the homer angle.
Well, what do you want me to say? People don't believe me when I say Jalen Hurts is rare breed. He's untamed. He's going to put the team on the back, take him to the Super Bowl. People think I'm messing around. People think I'm joking. People think I'm playing with their money. I'm not playing with shit. Playing to win, Kramer. What do you got?
So for the record, I do also have Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. It's one of my bigger bets as well at $1,000. I think it was the first thing that I obviously played. So we'll go back. I guess we just stay. I got a bunch of Jalen Hurts stuff as well. First pass. I noticed you didn't get down on this. You're not playing the system for some reason this year.
Nope. Taking a break from the system.
Can't be negative. Jalen Hurts. Even Jalen Hurts, a guy not known for his accuracy, plus 185. I mean, Sean, these would have been the greatest prices ever 10 years ago. Now they're just commonplace. 250 to win 463. Pretty flat bet across. Most of my bets here are going to be $250, with the exception of a couple. But Jalen Hurts to complete the system. Again, we play both quarterbacks. First pass will be incomplete. Mahomes was 220. Hurts is 185. I mean, this could pay out real nice if we run it and get both, Sean.
Well, I won't be doing that.
Oh, but you're not playing this. I forgot. Not doing first half unders this year either.
Serial in the YouTube chat. Any quarterback to have a receiving touchdown, 30-1. Offensive lineman, 35-1. Which of those two, if you had to choose, Ryan? I would kind of go offensive lineman, just because I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to run out for a pass. So I think you just have more options with O-line. We talked about Mailata possibly getting a pass, a receiving touchdown. I did notice the Bucs ran a tackle eligible play in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
I was thinking of.
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. And it hit right off his face mask. They had it. It was there. And I forget in that game, like it should have been a bigger blowout. Chiefs got a crazy fourth and goal stand, like at the 6-inch line to stop the Bucs. Could have been a bigger victory for the Bucs. I would go offensive lineman. Not only are you getting the plus 500, boost, but I also don't think they're going to let Mahomes.
Both quarterbacks catch. Are hurt. There's no way you're running those quarterbacks out on routes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd go offensive lineman too. All right.
Grover the dog. He's got either Bradbury or CJGJ to get an interception plus 400. Love it.
CJGJ.
Dog.
We need a shirt. How do we get this on a shirt? CJGJ.
This pivots right to my next one. I watched Chad Ochocinco, Ryan.
Okay.
And again, you guys got to stay subscribed, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, because we're going to be hosting a very special win bet kickoff party, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Well, not sure.
It's going to be like Jim Nantz in the cabin around the campfire, but me and Sean.
Not sure when the episode will go up. Probably not live, but we'll see. Either way, Ochocinco is going to be one of the guests. And He is. He also. I think it's a commercial where they did a Madden sim, mm-hmm. and he's driving a bus to Arizona, and he's seeing these mirages. But it's the Madden playing the sim, and in that Madden sim, Bradberry also got an interception. Wow. Right. It's a sign from the gambling gods. I'm taking James Bradberry first interception, 11-1, $300 to win $3,300. I also like. I think I'm gonna of the bets though. I also like CJ GJ. So I really like that +400. Chauncey Gardner Johnson and Bradberry. So I think I'll probably play that. I don't have it on my sheet, but I do like that.
Who got the pick in our sim? Was it? It was
Bradberry.
Slay. Was it Bradberry?
100%.
What number does Bradberry wear?
Pretty sure it's
24.
24. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember 24 getting the interception. It was a test. Wow. So you're saying that multiple simulations show Bradberry getting an interception?
Yes.
Feels like a strong trend. All right. With so much focus on the interception, I think there's a ton of interception props. Unfortunately, couldn't find a fumble recovery prop, Sean. But I do think the price for first turnover being a fumble in a game where I expect the first plays to be run, I think both teams, we've heard it from a friend of the Chiefs program, Danny Solomon. He thinks they could lean into the run game a little bit. I think certainly if you're an Eagles fan, you expect them to lean into the run game a little bit. So why wouldn't the first turnover be a fumble? +170, 250 to win 425.
Oh. Feels like this bet should be closer to even, right?
Or I think you have
not plus one.
You have Mahomes, who doesn't exactly, you know, he I would assume he's going to be somewhat conservative, knowing the receivers and the type of game they're about to play. And then you have Jalen Hurts, who is generally coached conservatively. And why wouldn't you with the way they can run the ball? So yeah, very shocked to see the massive disparity in price here. So +170, I'll take it. First turnover fumble.
Yeah,
I put this in the Eagles pile, obviously, because I'm suggesting the Eagles will be the one to fumble.
I don't like that suggestion, Ryan. I don't care for it. Yeah. This one, shout out to Adam Rosenberg, sent me the data on this
Wow.
Eagles to score, and because I love it, because I'm on the same angle. Eagles to score first, and it's a rushing touchdown. Ryan, what do you think that's priced at?
I mean, it's got to be like a standard two team parlay, right? Like +260,
+400.
Woo.
Yeah. Wait,
say that again.
Eagles, basically the first score of the game to be an Eagles rushing touchdown.
Oh, so you're playing versus Chiefs also to score.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know.
So, yeah, that's probably more right. There's one more level of parlay in it.
Eagles scored the first touchdown in the game, 13 out of 19 games. So 68%, Kansas City only 57%. And of those first 13 touchdowns, 8 of them were rushing touchdowns, 62%. So
data would
so 8 out of 19 games, they scored the first touchdown and it was a rush.
Most data.
And you're getting it at +400.
Most data would suggest that the Eagles are going to score first in this game. I feel like most of the projection simulation models, power ratings that I've seen. Which, by the way, Sean, it 10 years ago, if you told me you were going to be telling me when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl,
yes.
B, you were going to tell me that some guy slid into your DMs with data, wouldn't have believed it.
My DM is chock full of data.
I would have told you that. This sounds like some sort of horse shit. I don't know if I like that future. All right, let's stay with Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Longest rush. Got to have a game. Jalen Hurts, according to Sean, is a dog and a rare breed. I just I can't see a version of this game where he doesn't get loose. Over longest rush, 13 and a half yards, -110, 250 to win 227. I discussed about Mahomes, I like this a lot more than his total rushing yards. Although I do think there's versions of this game, and we'll talk about it later, where he can get like a ton of carries because that's the optimal strategy against this Chiefs defense and Spags. But I definitely like him to get a long run. I considered putting more on this, but I left it to my flat 250. I think this is one that happens early. They're gonna drop into some bullshit. It might even be a third and long, and Jalen Hurts is gonna go get something.
I mean, again, I'm with you in gotta have it games. They let, and you saw it when they were trying to ice that 49ers game, even with playing through the pain, because he's a master of the intangibles.
So tough.
even though he was playing through the pain, he still, like, in that red zone, they still had him carrying the ball to ice the game. Now there's so many scenarios where Jalen Hurts rushing attempts over 10 and a half catches, -110. I'm putting $300 on it.
I got scared away from that, I'll be honest.
Really? Because, well, again, I think the Eagles are going to win. So I also think there's going to be a couple free kneel downs in there, a couple third and ones, fourth and ones, which they just auto play him rushing the ball. And then, you know, just him in a must win situation.
Obviously, the kneel downs give some extra opportunity there.
Yeah.
Assuming they let him do it and it's not Minshew. That being said, yeah, I for some reason, like I said, when I got down to it, of all the ways to bet a rush or rush pro rushing angle on Hurts, I just wanted to isolate it to one big play. Felt like the simplest way.
It's probably a cleaner way. You know what? You've talked me into it, Ryan. Oh,
are you adding to the card?
No, I'm going to switch. Ooh,
it. Oh no, this could turn out poorly for me.
Sean
will maybe not remember all 57 props, but if this one's wrong, he's going
to
remember.
You're in trouble. I'll kind of counter it here with a defensive prop.
Oh.
Hassan Reddick over a quarter sack. Now you have to lay -180, but I'm putting $300 on it. This dude has just been a beast. I mean, leads the league in sacks, past Bosa for most sacks in the season. If you combine regular season and postseason, in his last six games, 9.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. He's going up against right tackle Andrew Wiley, who, by all accounts, he's allowed 9 sacks this year.
Might be the weak link on the team.
Yeah,
possibly.
So again, I think Reddick has a big game.
All right, so I do have more Jalen Hurts, but maybe we just stick with a sack prop real quick because I got another one for you. You know, I think Reddick is obviously the chalk when it comes to the sacks.
Yeah,
he's the flashy guy. He looks the part. He's been dominating this year. But remind me, Sean, was Brandon Graham around for the last Super Bowl? Did he do anything?
Ryan. He was. Okay. Came up huge.
He came up
strip sack of Tom Brady to win the game.
Is he maybe the forgotten piece of this pass rush?
Well, I
because he's still,
maybe
he's
from still, maybe from an outsider's perspective. But okay. Again, well, Brandon Graham probably should have been in the mix for comeback player of the year. He's coming off an Achilles, had a career year, most sacks in his career. He's a situational pass rusher.
Yeah, and I mean, Sean, he in that fabled Super Bowl where Tom Brady should have been the MVP, he got one sack.
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to suggest. He gets 2 plus sacks in the game. It's again, I think they're pricing it just for me to pick it, +690.
He has 11 sacks so far this season.
And 3 multi-sack games.
Yeah.
Plus 250 gets you 1725. I don't mind being pro sacks in this game. I think on both sides. So I wanted to find a way to not take the chalky sack angle because they've had you look at their game log as a defense and there are a ton of just onslaught sack performances. So on the chance that happens and again if the Eagles are up and the Chiefs have to pass a lot, very well could happen. I wanted to bet the onslaught in a way that's going to get me paid and Reddick is just not the price isn't right. Neither is Sweat. For Sweat to do this same thing, it's 3-1.
Yeah, and I know early I was kind of considering maybe a Hassan Reddick MVP, but it does feel like the value's kind of gotten bet out of him.
All those nerds with their like, hey, look at me, I got +300 on this one.
And I'll save for the final Super Bowl predictions, but you're talking about Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat. If you are looking dark horse MVP, those guys to me are a little bit more interesting. Well, I think
one more thing about Brandon Graham as a Michigan man, I believe that's where he went to college. The media loves him, team captain. There are some elements to if it's going to be a defensive guy and he does have a multi-sack performance, there is a little bit of that. Like, hey, that we want this guy to be the representative.
And it's a great story because in a way he didn't win MVP last year last time the Eagles were in a Super Bowl, but maybe he kind of gets a little bit of credit for that, for beating Tom Brady.
You're suggesting that Tom Brady and Brandon Graham deserve to be MVP that night over Nick Foles?
No.
Okay.
No. No, but I'm saying I think in some weird world, he would also kind of get credit for that.
All right. I got more Jalen Hurts. So let's just, I guess, stay with that. Jalen Hurts. Now I told you I like the pro rushing stuff. Under 21 and a half completions. Angle here. Well, I think both teams might look to the run a little bit, which might bring us a little bit closer to an under. And I certainly think the Eagles are going to look that way. So for Jalen Hurts to have 22 completions, it probably needs to have 28 plus 30 plus attempts. And I don't see it being that kind of game for the Eagles. The version of the game where this happens is them getting blown out. And I don't necessarily see a blowout in this game. So with the way the Eagles start fast and keep going games under control early, I do expect them to be low on the completions. And unless the game gets out of hand, this one feels like it's going to be an easy slide. 250 to win 200 under 21 and a half completions.
Yeah, I'm not going to co-sign that garbage ride.
Okay.
Nothing can stop him.
But I think in a win, it's actually I think this happens more in Eagles victories than losses.
Yeah, I see what you're getting at. That they're going to be able to run the ball, control the clock, keep Patty Mahomes, aka Showtime Mahomes, off the field.
Showtime Mahomes.
I mean, how many times do you think he's gone over this number? Recently. I mean, so second 17 half of games, the year. I don't know. What do you?
I'd say, yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. Probably not a lot.
One. He's gone over this number one time since October 16th. So I don't know. You do the math.
Here we go. Some more rushing props. Eagles rushing yards over. This is team rushing yards over 149 and a half. You're getting plus odds on it. Plus 116, 400 to win 464. I mean, Kansas City is averaging 6 yards per carry allowed in the playoffs.
How many times do you think the Eagles have done this? I looked into this one.
Yeah. What do you got?
They do it less often than you'd think. And so I was a little surprised to find, let's see here. I'll pull up the exact numbers. They went over this number both games versus the Giants. I'll just rattle it off. Giants at the end of the season, 135, Saints 67, 87 versus the Cowboys, 112 versus the Bears, 253 versus the Giants, 67 versus the Titans, 363 versus the Packers, little padding stats there, 141 versus the Colts, under versus the Commanders, Texans under, Steelers under, this Cowboys
is just,
under.
Yeah, this is
Cardinals
just,
under.
This is just a matchup thing.
Yeah, no, I was at first glance, I was like, oh damn, this feels like a good bet. And then when I looked at it, I was just surprised to see how many times they actually went under this number.
Yeah, you're getting plus odds for a reason, but
it's a single game.
I think it's a matchup that favors them and how bad Kansas City has been against the run in the playoffs.
I mean, it's certainly, again, it seems like a way to correlate to an Eagles victory. All right, last Jalen Hurts prop.
Okay. Well, to be clear, I still have more Jalen Hurts props.
Do you want me to save this one then? No. Last Jalen Hurts prop.
There you go.
Under 10 and a half yards for his first touchdown pass. It seemed random enough that I shouldn't be getting plus 120 on this. That was my take. 250 to win 300. I absolutely like the idea of them throwing a pass if they get inside the 10 yard line. I don't quite understand this one. So
yeah, I 10 and a half. I don't know. I think you're
first. Yeah. It's only the first one.
Okay.
Again, it was the randomness of it being,
I think
the
they'll
first
be
one.
Running more in the red zone anyway. So, this will be interesting. What his first touchdown pass. What if he doesn't get a touchdown pass? What is that? Contest?
I'll need to check, but it's gotta be under, right?
Well, what if he, yeah, I mean, I guess so.
It's either a push or an under. So I would it's think either it a win a push, or a yeah. push, but.
All right. We got plenty more Philadelphia Eagles prop bets before we get to those. Shout out to Underdog Fantasy. Head over to underdogfantasy.com. Use our promo code SGPN. Get 100% deposit match up to 100 $5. Underdog is great for playing over under pick'em games. They have their battle royale, which is basically DFS meets snake draft. So many fun ways to get down on the big game, and great if you're in a state where you don't have access to normal player props. You can parlay them together using the Underdog over under pick'em. So much fun to play. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. Getting back to the rushing props. I got another one. This one is a Kenny Gainwell one. A little bit of a long shot here, but
okay. I brought some Kenny Gainwell props too.
Okay. Because this one is pretty fun. This is Kenny Gainwell to finish with the most rushing yards. It's plus 1600. Now here's how it's breaking down. Right now, Christian McCaffrey
in the postseason, then this is a full
in the postseason. Got it. Yeah. So right now, Christian McCaffrey's the leader at 238. He's a minus 550 favorite. Then in second place is Kenny Gainwell. He is 160 as far as rushing yards. So essentially, he needs to get to 79 yards rushing to break Christian McCaffrey and get that plus 1600. He also needs Miles Sanders. He's at 132. So he has, what is that? 28 on Miles Sanders, Isaiah Pacheco, 121. So he's got a pretty big head start against the other guys. I just the way he's been playing and the way they're blocking, like I would not be surprised if he breaks off a run, even, you know, ices it. He against the Giants, he had 112 yards. He has these big games in him. Even against the 49ers, best rush defense in the league, 14 for 48. And that was in obvious rush situation. So I think there's a world where he gets to 78.
Yeah, honestly, you probably could play. I played this market as well, Sean.
Okay.
Yeah, I went right to the bottom. You're telling me, I mean, Jalen Hurts has had an explosion game this year where he had 17 carries, almost 160 yards. He needs 163.
Oh,
to catch it up.
Oh, I like it, Ryan.
And he's 100. I mean, again, it's a gotta get it game. And we've not seen Jalen Hurts tested. We've not, I keep saying the questions aren't being asked of him because we keep having these blowouts where he doesn't have to answer a goddamn question. Well, what if he has to answer a question and it means he's just running over and over and over again? 100 to 1 felt like a worthy investment.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
100 to 1. So, what does he have to get rushing yards?
163.
Okay.
I think if I did the math, it's 166.
I'm also going to be betting this. I'm going to mark your like some of these in different colors, right? So I remember to copy them when we get to Arizona and get down over on sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet.
I think yeah.
Well, and you're also playing it with Miles Sanders.
The other way I'm playing is Miles Sanders because I think the other realistic outcome of this game to me, I see your Kenny Gainwell. He's going to have a big play for that to work.
Yeah.
But could Miles Sanders, like it's starting, you know, we're starting to see the data as people are combing through the Super Bowl. Oh, wow. Well, in high leverage spots when the game is still at hand, Miles Sanders actually gets most of the carries. And so to see Miles Sanders in a realistic outcome, or what was the number, Sean? Do you have it in front of you? I think it was he was down by like about 100 yards, and for Miles Sanders to have a 100-yard game, you know, you want to play the ladder. You're only getting 310 on him to have a 100-yard game, maybe 400.
Yeah. So Miles Sanders is 132. He needs 107 to knock off Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. So I'm getting over 107 at plus 600 versus over 100 at plus three, whatever.
I guess the other, you would have to also beat Kenny Gainwell. Yes. Well, but again, if Sanders is getting 107, Gainwell's probably not also getting 79 or whatever. Yeah, 79 to beat him.
It's more of
and
just
then same with Pacheco at 121.
Yeah, so I'm in this version, I'm kind of just like, okay, that Pacheco does some stuff, but he's not going to outgain Miles Sanders. And he would have to outgain Miles Sanders by like 20 yards or whatever. So, yeah, or 10 yards. So, yeah, I mean, I think just sprinkling both of these guys, another 100 on Miles Sanders at 6 to 1. But boy, the Jalen Hurts scenario certainly, I mean, and like I was saying, you could almost play all three and just, you know, distribute the units accordingly. But it does seem like the chances of us coming out of this game and having a Chief standing atop the pile is low for me.
I agree. more Russian props. Moving over to the Boston Scott section of the program. Boston Scott over 7.5 rush yards over at WinBet. This is crazy. Of course, Boston Scott's getting 8 yards. -125. A lot of places have it at 8.5, but WinBet has it at 7.5. 300 to win, 240. I mean, listen to his last three games, 21, 32, 54. He's clearly a part of the game plan. And I think matchup wise,
I think Boston Scott
against these linebackers, I love it. He could get that in one play. Like, what are we talking about? He's going to get some carries. And I'll save it again, first touchdown stuff. But Boston Scott, I mean, there's so many times where they have a long drive and then they start off with Sanders and then they swap in Gainwell and Scott as they get closer to the goal line. I mean, I love Boston Scott in this game. Again, because his numbers are so low.
Yeah, I don't get this number. I don't understand what they're. I think Gainwell. I'll give you my Gainwell props too. I think Scott and Gainwell are dangerously low, and one of them's not going to hit.
Yeah,
but one of them will, and I'll Gainwell over 18.5 rush yards. It does seem like he's the more function. Like when they're not playing the Giants, and it's a normal game, he's like the second guy for sure, and so he's got some wiggle. He could break one. I thought about going longest rush for Gainwell, but I think he'll get. I mean, how many carries do you think if you had to? What's his carry prop?
Because Gainwell?
I don't think they were offering it, but what would you make it, like 4.5? You think he gets 5 carries in the game? Because I think if he gets 5 carries, I like the over here.
I mean, I think he gets higher than that. Okay, I mean, he had 14 against San Francisco, 12 against the Giants. Some of that was game script, but I think he's proven himself in the playoffs where he's earned those carries.
So let's say he gets 7. Like, how is this only 18.5 rush yards? 250 to win 227. It's a -110 bet. I also like Kenny Gainwell anytime +380. I Boston Scott is cute, and again, when he's not playing the Giants, it's less evident. But man, Kenny, they do. You say this every week. They like to use Kenny Gainwell around the goal line.
They really do.
And +380. That doesn't strike me as the price of a guy that is utilized often around the goal line.
Yeah, and
250 to win 950.
I like Kenny Gainwell touchdowns. We'll get to it, but Boston Scott anytime touchdown right now. I'm seeing 550. Keep shopping. Maybe you can find a better price. $400 on that, and then Boston Scott 2 touchdowns, 50 to 1, $200 on that.
What are we doing? Yes.
Come on, it's the Super Bowl. You don't think I'm gonna load up on Boston Scott, Ryan? I've had good luck hitting these 2 touchdown bets. Boston Scott is the most fun of all of these, that of a guy that still has a chance. I mean, shout out to Jack Stoll, but like of Eagles that has a chance to score 2 touchdowns with crazy high odds. Boston Scott is that guy.
Okay. All right. What's next?
And clearly it's not just a, you know, obviously he's killed
mostly versus the Giants.
He's got 3 games in a row with a touchdown. Now, granted, two of those games were against the Giants, but still, and kick return could be an option as well. He almost broke one last game. So I all in on Boston Scott. Let's go.
All right. Next up for me. All right. I'll give you an under. You keep telling me, I mean, the Sims disagreed with this, but Quez Watkins under 1.5 receptions. There's some juice involved here. 250 to win 172. It seems like there's a version of this where he gets like 0 snaps.
Yeah, he's getting out snapped by Zach Pascal. He just seems like since that Minshew Dallas game,
what happened?
He wasn't boxing out for the ball.
Is that what it just the effort thing?
Yeah, I mean he's still. Giants, he only played 31% of the snaps, 0 targets. 49er, 57% of the snaps, 1 target. I mean, he did in that week 18 game against the Giants, he did have 2 catches for 14, but other than that, 0-1. And then that's really like after that 1 catch game on 5 targets against Dallas, he's only had 2 catches in 4 games.
All right.
So I'm with you. Something actually, I think Quez Watkins, they maybe take a deep shot at try a deep shot because he does have just such crazy speed.
So you like the catches better, obviously, right?
Yeah, than the yards, because I do. Maybe there's a world where they hit something deep with Quez, but I don't think he's getting to 2 catches. I'd be pretty surprised. I mean, you're paying some juice, but I feel confident co-signing that one for you, Ryan.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I do think this guy could be involved in the deep passing game. I mean, AJ Brown versus a rookie cornerback. No. I mean, we'll see if Snead ends up playing. Either way, like the matchups for AJ Brown are electric. I'm taking AJ Brown over receiving yards, 72.5. I think they finally connect on that deep shot that they've been close to these past couple playoff games. They've just missed. I think the 2 weeks with the shoulder, again, 2 weeks more removed from the injury, 2 weeks to get the shoulder rested. And he's been open deep. They just haven't connected. They're due. Regression to the mean. AJ Brown receiving yards over 72.5. -110, 600 to win 545.
Short term regression. All right. Leaning. All right. So here's another one of my big bets, Sean. Saved him for the end.
Okay.
Miles Sanders over 13.5 carries, -110.
Wow. You're going big on this.
Going big. It seems so. I guess there'll be reason to be, you know, if the Chiefs jump out to a, I think there's a world where he has 8 to 10. I'll predict this. He has 10 first half carries. And so assuming the game is still in hand and we don't have the deployment of Kenny Gainwell for the entire half, I love this one. I mean, you look at the games that have mattered, some of the games that have mattered this year, Miles Sanders can definitely carry the load. And I think much like McKinnon being hidden and saved for this game on the Chiefs side, I do think part of the reason you saw so much Gainwell and Scott is because they wanted to make sure Sanders was nice and healthy. Got a whole half off. So Sanders over 13.5 carries, 1100 to win $1,000.
Yeah, I do think Sanders is kind of getting lost in the shuffle here, and
like the carries better than the yards at 60.
Okay.
Just for the, if yeah, I know someone was thinking that. And so I answered their question at least.
Going back, cause I'm going to just Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown and everything else I like. Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown and Eagles -9.5.
This is the portion of the program where Sean just parlays anytime.
This is where you can correlate.
Yes.
The books don't want you to correlate because they know again, if you like Jalen Hurts to get a touchdown, you like him to score two, then that correlates to them doing well and winning by 9.5. So Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, Eagles -9.5 plus 477, $300 to win 1431. That's what we're talking about, Ryan.
All right.
Again, you know, we laid out the case for the anytime, but I do think it is a fun, and honestly, like even if you're on the Chiefs, you could probably get paid out pretty good doing some reverse correlation with Hurts anytime touchdown and then some Chiefs stuff. Again, if you're looking to lose money on the Chiefs, that's certainly an option.
You know, I'm currently working. I'm crafting something right now for my final $50, Sean. All right. I have two more bets. One is still unknown to me even. The other is another one of my massive bets. 1100 to win 1000. I put this with the Eagles because I think there's a chance they contribute more, but I didn't want to go Eagles team sacks over 2.5 and lay that -150. I see that, you know, okay. Mahomes hasn't taken a ton of sacks and a ton of games. I understand he just got sacked 3 times last week, but it's not often he goes down like that. That being said, with the way that the Eagles rush the passer and the way that I do think the Chiefs are going to be able to get after Jalen Hurts a little bit, 5.5 sacks, -110. Like I said, I didn't like either teams specifically because you're laying the juice, but for this game to go over 5.5.
Again, they are the Eagles and the Chiefs are the teams with the most sacks, top two in the league. Chiefs obviously 55 regular season sacks. Eagles first in the league with 70. Big difference there.
Huge difference. Yeah.
Oh no! I mean, beating.
It's a couple like the 8 sack games or whatever. it is the difference between some spike games. I'm just saying, top 2 of the top 3 adjusted sack rates in the league. They'll get after the quarterback. Surprised you didn't have to pay any juice on this one, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the concern would be, what about this Eagles offensive line? They have not given up a QB hit or a QB sack this postseason.
Yeah,
One of the plays in the 49ers game is disputed as to whether or not it was a sack.
Okay. Yeah, because I think they're gonna face like a rush that's trying to get after them. I don't think the Niners did a ton of overloaded blitzes. I don't think the same kind of attack comes from that Niners defense. I think it's more about Nick Bosa and some of these guys being great. And so I do expect them to get after it. And that, as we highlighted on the Chiefs, so I think Chris Jones is a different kind of mismatch than what the Niners pose in terms of attacking the Eagles' offensive line weaknesses. So we'll see how it goes. I think they absolutely could ghost the Chiefs, and still this goes over 5.5.
Now we're talking, Ryan.
But that's why
parlay that.
But that's why you combo it, because I think both teams could have large sack outputs. I do think there's a better chance for the Chiefs to get skunked than the Eagles. But both teams are going to get after the quarterback,
100%.
And both quarterbacks are going to go down, and we're gonna see. Here's my other prediction. I couldn't find a bet on this. There's going to be a horrible roughing the passer.
Oh, I
don't know
I
who
thought
it's
going to
be.
There will be a roughing passer. Oh. I think was plus odds. If someone in the chat could look that up,
right.
I swore that's buried in there somewhere.
I apologize for missing that, but I mean,
Patty is going to get a call.
Showtime, my home.
All right, we're going to do an extra episode just for me to put $5,700 on that.
Hey, they're not going to let him get dirty or get hit around. Come on, it's Patty Mahomes. So, Ryan, when we play our first touchdown stuff, we like to go long shot, mm-hmm. 20 and one and up.
Oh no. What are you about to do?
Here's what I'm thinking though. A fun way to play a chalky first touchdown is the first touchdown, second touchdown exacta.
Oh no.
So here we go.
Hold on. Should we tell people if they're driving, should they pull over?
This is not my insane four horsemen bet.
Shit.
That will be up next.
Keep driving. You'll need to pull over in a second.
Jalen Hurts first touchdown, AJ Brown's second touchdown, 35-1, putting $200 on it to win $7,000. I mean, the game script is right there. I do think early and often Jalen Hurts is going to be getting looks, and then, for AJ Brown, they hit a deep shot. They use him near the goal line as well. Like the formula for them to get out to little bit of a lead here, maybe it'll be 14-6. Chiefs get some field goals in between there. And it is just touchdowns, not scores. So again, field goals don't mess you up there.
Oh, that would be really annoying. You have to go like exact score order. Why don't they offer that yet?
Oh, I'm sure someone has that somewhere.
Let's get to it. Yeah, I mean that's all I got, Sean. My last one is just I was gonna put something out that was a little crazy.
All right.
Do you want, like, this is what I came to.
What do you got?
Just listening to you talk.
Yes.
And just thinking out loud, what can I actually get behind? What really could happen? Because we've seen it happen again before. And that's Miles Sanders scores two touchdowns.
Ooh.
The first and the last.
Oh yes.
75-1.
Damn it. I love this one too.
Yeah, don't worry. You're allowed to bet on my props.
The last TD prop is going to be an incredible
show.
Sean,
you don't have another show to go use the props on, so now you just got to bet on them.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm just giving you shit.
Even after this,
75-1.
Even after this, we still have 12 more bets to give out, Ryan. So any bets that slip through the crack, plus our
just D-gen bets from here on out.
Plus our I'm going to say the exact score bets. Maybe they count. Maybe we up it to 67. I still got a lot of action I like.
Well, maybe we just say first touchdown is only one bet.
Okay.
That's no matter how many people we throw out.
We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. We're talking about the four horsemen. Put up your four. We got Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, Boston Scott. Who doesn't score a touchdown in this scenario? I don't know. I see four dogs. The pack of dogs gonna run wild on the Chiefs. Hungry dogs run faster. And who's hungrier than Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, Kenny G, and Boston Scott? Parlay their touchdowns together. $19,954. $100 wins you $20,000. $100. You're coming home with a brand new Hyundai Elantra. I also like it as a round robin.
I love how your go-to, like, I just want a big, nice stack of cash, is to reference a Hyundai.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, Hyundai Elantra probably.
Is that a reliable car? I'm more of a Japanese car man. I don't want to say make any hot takes. Like Toyota trucks, made in America, Toyota engine. So last.
So you can get like a Kia Sorento, 2015 Highlander. Talking mid-sized SUVs, Honda Pilot. That looks more like a minivan for me. Not my cup of tea. I'm going Elantra. Elantra's okay. A reliable vehicle, Ryan. It's more of the sports car. You probably, you know, score a bunch of chicks at your high school if you're rocking the Hyundai Elantra.
I mean, if you can drive, kids don't care about driving anymore.
Oh, Tomcat's saying Jeep Wrangler. You're right. Like 20K, you can get a pretty sweet Jeep, get some sweet mods on it, get some sweet shocks.
Yeah, you'll be broken down on the side of the road like MacGyver was.
Oh, that was great. Oh, man. Can't believe we're about to hop on a plane to go to Phoenix, Arizona for the big game, Chiefs, Eagles. And we got a big week of shows. Say subscribe, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Again, if you're going to be at the big game, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game, come to our live show Thursday, 11 a.m. We'll have some cocktails. It'll be a lot of fun. And then we're hosting the WinBet kickoff party later in the day at the Ainsworth as well. Make sure you get in all our free contests. Download the SGPN app.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Sean, hold on. Not an official bet, but you should know that Boston Scott to have the longest reception in the game is 150 to 1.
Fucking A. All right, let me write that down.
The depths to which they're willing to offer D-gen bets is
As soon as we get over around Arizona airspace, just kiss my account goodbye, because it's going to be locked up. Let's go. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Shout out to Harambe and the Bengals fans. R.I.P.
Kramer, let it ride.